Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopijana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ramo Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ramo Ramo, Hare Hare. Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Oh, Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Jai Jai Gurudev, 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 Gurudev. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe. Jai Om Vishnupat Paramsarvajika Acharya Ashtotra Shita Shri Shrimad Shila Abhay Sanadanand Bhakti Vranta Swami Maharaj Shila Prabhupad Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Thakura Haridas Ki Jai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyam Kunda Radha Kundagiri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadvip Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Ganga Devi Ki Jai Yuvanamayi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Tulsi Maharani ki jai, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Shri Hrinama Sankirtana ki jai, Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Iskan Bibiti Samsthapak Acharya Srila Prabhupad ki jai, Shri Shri Gauranithai ki jai, Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai, Shri Lalita Vishaka Sahita Radha Shyama Sundara ki jai, Gau Premanandi, all glory to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. Shri Radhashtami Mahotsava Ki Jai. Shri Radhashtami Mahotsava Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Shyam. Om Ajnanatimarantasya Jnananjana Shalakaya. Chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guroho Shri Yutapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hare Priye Vancha Kalpadarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Vidagdha Sindhurana Ragara Saika Sindhu Vatsalya Sindhurati Santra Kripaika Sindhu Lavanya Sindhuramrita Chabirupa Sindhu Shri Radhika Sphuratume Hridikeli Sindhu. Hare Krishna. Today is the most auspicious appearance day of Srimati Radharani, Lord Krishna's foremost devotee, his internal pleasure potency personified, the source of all devotion, the reason for this place, the reason we're all here, the reason we want to serve Krishna, the service that we want to render to Krishna, everything. Back maybe close to 1,000 years ago, not quite 1,000 years ago, Sripad Madhvacharya wrote a nice verse, which is apparently in glorification of Lord Narayana, who is called Ajita, the unconquered Lord. But he says, Srishti sthiti pralaya sarga mahavibhute vritti prakashaniyam avritti bandha mokshaha yasya apanga lavamatrata urjita sa shri yat kataksha balavati ajitam namami. That means, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the unconquered Supreme Lord by the mere glance of his pleasure potency, Srimati Lakshmi Devi, Shri Devi, everything that we can imagine is affected. Creation, maintenance, destruction, srishti, sthiti, pralaya, sarga, the creations of this material cosmic manifestation, mahavibhuti, all the great wonders within this manifestation or beyond it. Vritti, whatever you're doing, whatever your occupation is, whatever your engagement is. Prakasha, illumination, enlightenment. Bandha, bondage. Moksha, liberation. Everything is just the result of her fleeting sidelong glance. This is the position of Lakshmi Devi. And we understand from the shastras that are very confidentially revealed that Srimati Lakshmi Devi is but the expansion of her original form, Srimati Radharani. So Krishna, without Srimati Radharani, you have Shaktiman and you have Shakti. But what is Shaktiman without Shakti? There's no meaning to the idea of Shaktiman. Shaktiman means the possessor of all energies. There's no meaning to that concept without the energy. Therefore, the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they worship very enthusiastically Srimati Radharani. I just wanted to read a few passages here because I'm aware that time is limited. Really, I'm just trying to prepare the way for the really qualified speakers to say something. But there are some wonderful passages from the books of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, who has explained the position of Srimati Radharani, the position of ourselves vis-a-vis Srimati Radharani, how we will approach her, how we can exchange some attempt to offer love to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is all through Srimati Radharani. Srila Prabhupada writes in the introduction to his Chaitanya Charitamrita, taking the part of Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to love Krishna as Radharani loved him. Krishna was always amazed by Radharani's love. How does Srimati Radharani give me such pleasure? He would ask. In order to study Srimati Radharani, Krishna lived in her role and tried to understand himself. This is the secret of Lord Chaitanya's incarnation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he has taken the mood and role of Srimati Radharani to show us how to love Krishna. Thus the author writes in the fifth verse, this is, he's talking about the Mangalacharana of Chaitanya Charitamrita, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord who is absorbed in Radharani's thoughts. This brings up the question of who Srimati Radharani is and what Radha Krishna is. Actually, Radha Krishna is the exchange of love, but not ordinary love. Krishna has immense potencies, of which three are principal, the internal, the external, and the marginal potencies. Does anybody know this idea from Shvetashvatara Upanishad? Parasya Shaktir Vividha. His Shaktis are infinite, but they are divided in the Puranas and other Vedic literatures into three. The internal, the external, and marginal potencies. In the internal potency itself, they're further divided into three divisions. Samvit, Hladini, and Sandhini. Maybe we should say Samvit, Sandhini, and Hladini, because they progressively become more expanded. Samvit means the energy of existence, eternal existence. Santini means the energy of eternal cognizance, eternal awareness. And Hladini means the potency of eternal bliss. So, the Hladini potency is Krishna's pleasure potency. All living entities have this pleasure-seeking potency. For all beings are trying to have pleasure. That is the very nature of the living entity. Anyone knows this? Anandamayobhyasat, it's stated also. At present, we are trying to enjoy our pleasure potency by means of the body in the material condition. By bodily contact, we are attempting to derive pleasure from material sense objects. But we should not entertain the nonsensical idea that Krishna, who is always spiritual, also tries to seek pleasure on this material plane. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna describes the material universe as a non-permanent place full of miseries. Dukhalayam ashashvatam. Why then would he seek pleasure in matter? He is the Supersoul, the Supreme Spirit, and his pleasure is beyond the material conception. To learn how Krishna enjoys pleasure, we must study the first nine cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, and then we should study the tenth canto, in which Krishna's pleasure potency is displayed in his pastimes with Srimati Radharani and the damsels of Vraja. Unfortunately, unintelligent people turn at once to the sports of Krishna in the Dashama Skandha, the tenth canto. Krishna's embracing Srimati Radharani or his dancing with the cowherd girls in the Rasa dance are generally not understood by ordinary men because they consider these pastimes in the light of mundane lust. They foolishly think that Krishna is like themselves and that he embraces the gopis just as ordinary man embraces a young girl. Some people thus become interested in Krishna because they think that his religion allows indulgence in sex. This is not Krishna bhakti, love of Krishna, but prakrita sahajya, materialistic lust. Sahajya. What does sahajya mean? Sahaja, it's along with birth. In other words, it's natural. People who assume that this prema that we're talking about is a natural thing that comes so easily that you do not have to transform yourself, or rather you don't have to purify your existence in any way. That's what my logic teacher, his name is Karl Potter, the University of Washington. He is an expert in Nyaya, and he wrote a book called Presuppositions in Indian Philosophy. And in that book, he discusses what he calls leap philosophies. Leap philosophies. Just by some twist of your speculative endeavor, you're able to create a new conception in which you imagine that you're in a liberated state, even when you're not. This is what the Mayavadi does. And this is also what the Prakriti Sahajya does. Now the problem is that it's also what we do, which is why we have to hear these things. Otherwise, these are fairly obscure sects in the international scope of things. Why would Prabhupada dilate on them so often, as he does throughout his books? Because they are universal human tendencies that we must beware of. That's the idea. So, to avoid such errors, Prabhupada continues, we should understand what Radha Krishna actually is. Radha and Krishna display their pastimes through Krishna's internal energy. That's called Yoga Maya. And unless one understands what Krishna is, one cannot understand it. Krishna does not take any pleasure in this material world, but he has a pleasure potency. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna, the pleasure potency is within us also, but we are trying to exhibit that pleasure potency in matter. Krishna, however, does not make such a vain attempt. The object of Krishna's pleasure is, pleasure potency is Srimati Radharani. Krishna exhibits his potency as Srimati Radharani and then engages in loving affairs with her. In other words, Krishna does not take pleasure in this external energy, but exhibits his internal energy, his pleasure potency, as Radharani, and then enjoys with her. How many times does Srila Prabhupada repeat the same things? Even within this passage, what to speak of throughout the corpus, the vast body of literature that he produced through hard efforts while the rest of us slept. He repeats these things again and again and again. In literary terms, in sahitya, this is considered to be a flaw, repetition. But in advancement of spiritual life, one has to hear these things over and over again. And then eventually, when we reach a critical mass of purification, something clicks and we recognize, oh, wait a minute, he's talking about me here. That's what's intended to happen. So, thus Krishna manifests himself as Radharani in order to enjoy his internal pleasure potency. One of the many extensions, expansions, and incarnations of the Lord, this pleasure potency is the foremost and chief. Srimati Radharani ki. It is not that Radharani is separate from Krishna. Radharani is also Krishna. For there is no difference between the energy and the energetic. That I've mentioned already. Shakti and Shaktiman. Without energy, there is no meaning to the energetic. And without the energetic, there is no energy. Similarly, without Radha, there is no meaning to Krishna. And without Krishna, there is no meaning to Radha. Because of this, the Vaishnava philosophy first of all pays obeisances to and worships the internal pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. Therefore we say, Hare Krishna, or Radha Krishna, here in Vrindavan, Radhe Shyam. Pleasure potency comes first, and Prabhupada is explaining why. Why do we do the things that we do? That's what Prabhupada is explaining here. Because of this, the Vaishnava philosophy first of all pays its obeisances to and worships the internal pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. Thus, the Lord and his potency are always referred to as Radha Krishna. Similarly, those who worship Narayana first of all utter the name of Lakshmi as Lakshmi Narayana. Similarly, those who worship Lord Ram first of all utter the name of Sita, Siyaram. In any case, Sita Ram, Radha Krishna, Lakshmi Narayan, the potency always comes first. Whenever Krishna incarnates, in whatever form he incarnates, wherever he incarnates, his potency comes with him. And they enjoy their pastimes. Even when Krishna curdles, what do I mean by this? What happens when Lord Vishnu curdles? When Vishnu contacts the material energy directly, then he's no longer Vishnu. At that point, he becomes Shambhu. Kshiram yatha dathivikara vishesha yogat sanjayate nahitatah pridhakasti hetoho yashambhutam apitatha samupaitikaryat govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. In the deep south, there's a place called Tiruvattur, where there's a famous deity of Adi Keshava. And in this temple, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he visited there some 500 years ago. And he found that the devotees there were studying this book called Brahma Samhita. He very enthusiastically copied the fifth chapter of that Brahma Samhita. And in fact, that book is the substantial basis of very much of the teachings of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. But it's significant because it means that at that time there must have been some tradition, even in the deep south, far away from Bengal, in which these ideas were understood. Something to think about. Just like I went to Guru Vayur nearby, and there every morning they're studying Srimad Bhagavatam very seriously, and they're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. If you see the tank near the temple, there's a small shrine. Every morning they're doing Hare Krishna Kirtan. Same idea. So, I'll continue. Srila Prabhupada continues. Radha and Krishna are one, and when Krishna desires to enjoy pleasure, he manifests himself as Radharani. The spiritual exchange of love between Radha and Krishna is the actual display of Krishna's internal pleasure potency. Although, when we speak of when Krishna desires, just when he did desire, we cannot say. We only speak in this way because in conditioned life we take it that everything has a beginning. However, in spiritual life, everything is absolute. So there's no beginning, there's neither beginning nor end. Yet in order to understand that Radha and Krishna are one and that they also become divided, the question of when automatically comes to mind. When Krishna desired to enjoy his pleasure potency, he manifested himself in the separate form of Radharani. And when he wanted to understand himself through the agency of Radha, he united with Radharani, and that unification is called Lord Chaitanya. This is all explained by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj in the fifth verse of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Now, some people say that we don't find any mention of Srimati Radharani in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Is that right? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, is there any mention of Srimati Radharani? Of course, in the purports you can find, even in the translations, sometimes Srila Prabhupada. But there's really no explicit mention, except for one verse. Canto 10, I think it's chapter 30. Chapter 30 and text number 28. Anayaradhito nunam bhagavan harir ishwaraha yanno vihaya govinda prito yam anayadraha. That means that when the gopis began to talk amongst themselves, they said, "Dear friends, the gopi who has been taken away by Krishna to a secluded place must have worshipped the Lord more than anyone else." Anayaradhita means by her he was worshipped very nicely. Therefore he took her away and favored her by taking her to his secluded place in order to render service. Purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, the name Radha is derived from this verse, from the words Anaya Radhitaha, meaning by her the Lord is worshipped. Sometimes the critics of Srimad Bhagavatam find it difficult to find Radharani's holy name in that book. But the secret is disclosed here in the word Aradhita, from which the name Radha has come. Of course, the name Radharani is directly mentioned in other Puranas. This gopi's worship of Krishna is topmost. Therefore, her name is Radha, or the topmost worshiper. Now, there's another nice thing that we can say. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 8, text number 225, Srila Prabhupada also quotes Srimad Bhagavatam there. 10th Canto, Chapter 33, text 39. Vikriditam vrajavadhu bhiridam cha vishnoho shradhanvito nushriyat athavarnayadhyaha bhaktim param bhagavati pratelabhyakamam hridrogam ashwapahinotya cherena dhiraha. He who faithfully hears about the dealings between Lord Krishna and the gopis in the Rasa dance, and he who describes these activities, attain to the perfectional stage of devotional service, and simultaneously lose material lusty desires. We've already heard from Srila Prabhupada, some people think that Krishna is engaging in ordinary sense gratification, just like the boy-girl business in the material world, because their hearts are infected. It's called hridrog, heart disease. So our hearts are also infected, chiefly with lust, and therefore it's actually prescribed. If we hear the pure activities of exchanging love, not sex, between Krishna and his pure devotees, especially the gopis, and chief of which is Srimati Radharani, then this thing becomes purified. But we have to be careful. Let's hear what Srila Prabhupada adds now. A liberated person who hears about the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna is not inclined to have lusty desires. One mundane rogue once said that when the Vaishnavas chant the name Radha, Radha, they simply remember a barber's wife who happens to be named Radha. This is a practical example. Unless one is liberated, he should not try to hear about the loving affairs between Radha and Krishna. If one is not liberated and listens to a relation of the rasa dance, he may remember his own mundane activities and illicit connections with some woman whose name may also be Radha. In the conditioned stage, one should not even try to remember such things. By practicing the regulative principles, one should rise to the platform of spontaneous attraction for Krishna. Then, and only then, should one hear about Radha Krishna Lila. Although these affairs may be very pleasing, both to the conditioned and the liberated souls, the conditioned soul should not try to hear them. The talks between Ramanand Rai and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are conducted on the platform of liberation. Very important points there also. Nivritta tarashayarupagiyamanan bhavaushadat shrotra manobhiramat. Sanatana Goswami explains in commenting on the Srimad Bhagavatam that when we hear Srimad Bhagavatam, because compared to other Puranas, Srimad Bhagavatam is far away the most poetic of them all. So the language itself is pleasing. Then the topics are also pleasing, even if we're conditioned souls, because everybody likes romance. And we find this also in the 10th canto. That's why here, if you take a walk, some even just a matter of yards down the street, you'll find that the Kathakars are talking about Radha Krishna Lila. We don't very often find here in Vrindavan that there's Bhagavat Saptaha Gyan Yajna going on, in which the activities of Puranjan Maharaj are focused. We don't very often find the descriptions of the hellish planets from the fifth canto here in Vrindavan, because that's not a crowd pleaser. People who go to hear for the purpose of what we call in modern parlance infotainment, they're not qualified to really hear because they're not willing to change their lives. And the people who speak are also using this as an opportunity to pay their bills. And Prabhupada was very, very critical of this tendency. Real Bhagavata Shravana means that you surrender unto a pure devotee and try to please him by menial service. That's actually the way that Prahlad Maharaj recommends to understand the Srimad Bhagavatam. Not any other way. So therefore, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, our Paramaguru, he writes in his poem called Dushtman. He says, ever engage yourself in the service of Sri Radha and keep aloof from the vicious snake of materialistic sense gratification. The glory of participating in the Lord's kirtan is not meant to bolster anyone's ambitions for personal recognition. O mind, Why then have you abandoned the identity of being Radha's eternal servant in favor of retiring to a solitary place to practice the cheating process of so-called bhajan? Very strong words, typical of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. I'm going to end here with just a short description from the Prema Bhakti Chandrika, nice Bengali poem by His Divine Grace Srila Narottam Das Thakur. He says, "Decorate your body with the dust from the lotus feet of Sri Radhika. Then you will achieve the full grace of Sri Krishna, the lifter of Govardhan Hill. One who takes shelter of the lotus feet of Radhika, I glorify as a great person. All glories to the holy name Sri Radha, Srimati Radharani Ki. All glories to the holy names of Sri Radha, who eternally resides in Vrindavana. She is the ocean of Krishna's happiness." Ocean. Just like Rupa Goswami has written his book, Bhakti Rasa Amrita Sindhu, like an of the rasa that is derived from bhakti. And we're like the little fishies swimming around in that ocean, little aquatics. And we have to be careful because there are big sharks who can eat us in any time. Those sharks are what? The desire for gyan, liberation, escape, moksha. Or the desire for bhoga, that is the desire to exploit Krishna's property or his living beings, or even his internal pleasure potency herself. That was Ravana's fatal mistake. Ramayana says it's like a foolish person reaching into the mouth of a hungry lion to try to remove his tooth. And yet we do this. Whenever we see something that is enjoyable to our mind and senses, we don't stop and consider to whom it belongs, for whose pleasure it's meant. Be careful. This is the instruction here. All glories. She is the ocean of Krishna's happiness. Ocean of happiness. I have been cheated by Providence because I have not heard about the glorification of Sri Radha. One who associates with the devotees of Sri Radha and discusses the loving pastimes of Radha certainly meets Shyam Sundara, Sri Radha Shyam Sundara Ki Jai. Anyone averse to this never attains perfection, and I do not wish to even hear the name of such a person. Narottam Das Thakur writes, "O brother, simply by chanting the names of Krishna, one can receive the lotus feet of Radhika. And by chanting the names of Radhika, one can receive the lotus feet of Krishna. Thus, I have briefly explained everything by which you will be relieved from the pains of your heart." Remember, we have pains in our heart. That's called Hridroga. That's where it comes from. What does Bhagavad Gita teach us about passion? It results pariname in distress. So this is the pain. Along with heart disease comes heart pains. Pains in the chest. All other topics are full of misery and dualities. Give up false ego and pride. Give up bad association and endeavoring for useless material knowledge. Worship the lotus feet of the spiritual master. Surrender your body, home, and family members unto him. The words from the lotus mouth of the spiritual master are supremely important. So today is an opportunity to take these things into our hearts, where it will quell the disease that we all suffer from. And we should take note, especially of Narottam Das Thakur's conclusion, that if we want the lotus feet of Srimati Radharika, we're going to find them nowhere else than in the two lotus feet of the spiritual master, especially His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Sri Radha Srimi Mahotsava Ki Jai. Srimati Radharani Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gau Premanandi. Of it. Huh. Oh, yeah. He's asking what was the verse I chanted in the beginning for Mangalacharana. Vidagta Sintur. She's an ocean of expertise, Srimati Radharani. So if we want to serve Krishna, we have to know how to do that. And she is the source of that understanding. She's the ocean of Vidagta. Vidagta Sintur. Anuraga Rasa Eka Sintu. She's the exclusive, the unique ocean, the only ocean of this Anuraga Rasa, the nectar of loving affection for the Lord. She's the ocean of that. She's the ocean. Vatsalya Sintu. She is an ocean of compassion. Because the chief characteristic of Vatsalya is compassion. In this case, she's like our mother, Hara, Prabhupada says. Vatsalya Sindhu. And Atisandra Kripaika Sindhu, she's the exclusive, the one and only ocean of this fathomless, profoundly deep compassion. Atisandra Kripa. Atisandra Kripa. It's beyond our comprehension, the compassion that Srimati Radharani has. You want to understand Srimati Radharani's compassion? Just consider the activities of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. And think of how much He did for us, how hard He worked for us. He took it upon Himself to shed gallons of His own blood just to deliver each one of us. And how many thousands are in the world today by His divine grace. His divine grace. We should say her divine grace. So, Atisandra Kripaika Sindhur. And then finally, Lavanya Sindhur. She's an ocean of sweetness, actually saltiness. Loveliness, yeah, we can say. She's an ocean of this charm, we might translate. Lavanya Sindhur. Amrita Chavi Rupa Sindhu, and her beauty is like it's like nectarian chavi, whatever chavi means, beauty. Rupa Sindhu, and especially in form, she's like that. She has this nectarian beauty. Sri Radhike Sphuratu Me Hridi, O Srimati Radharani, please manifest something in my heart. What is he asking that she will manifest in his heart? This is Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur sings this verse. Sri Radhike Sphuratu Me Hridi Keli Sindhu. Please manifest the ocean of all your pastimes, your oceanic pastimes, because we've already mentioned in the beginning, if you think about it, everything that's happened, some people take that path. Maya for them, just outside of town, near the Billy Road, you can see. That's for those people. And she takes that trident and stabs them with the Tapatraya. That's Durga Devi. She's also described in a very similar verse. Srishti Siti Pralaya Sadhana Shaktireka Chayeva Yasya Bhuvanani Bibharati Durga Ichanu. She's working under Govinda's direction, but Govinda's direction is those people who are envious of you, those people who want to exploit you or deny you or go through some other route to get me, you take them and turn into Durga and keep stabbing them until they're well done. Then they can come back. So we see this is actually Bhagavad Gita. Yathechasita Thakuru, Krishna says, you can choose whatever you like. Lekin, if you want to evade my authority, if you want to exploit me or my things, or if you want to evade my authority or my devotees, representatives of Srimati Radharani, then I'm simply going to turn you over to Mahamaya and she's going to pulverize you. That's what happens in this material world. So, on the other hand, if we understand that Srimati Radharani is an ocean of compassion, and that everything that is happening is actually an extension of her divine pastimes in order to please Krishna. Saravam Kalavidam Brahma, we hear from the Shruti Mantra,
But for the Vaishnavas in Vrindavan, it really becomes something more like Sarvam Kaluidam Radha. Because they appreciate the preeminent position of the Lord's internal potency. There was a Sanskrit verse like this that I don't remember just now, but Radha is in front, Radha is behind, Radharani is in all 10 directions. Wherever I look, I see nothing but Srimati Radharani. How is it that this whole world has become Radha? When you live in Vrindavan, then you know. If you live under the lotus feet of the spiritual master, otherwise you may not know. I better stop now because there are more qualified speakers to come, but thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Shri Radhastami ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane, Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Deshatarane. So we heard very beautiful description of the tattva, Srimati Radharani. And this song is spoken or sung, composed. Srila Rupa Goswami is really qualified to understand actually what is the meaning. Just as we heard that one should not immediately jump to a high level of trying to understand the intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna, this Vaidhi Bhakti, this process of brahmacharya and sannyas, rules and regulations. To address yourself in such a way as to increase Lord Damodar's love and attachment for you, O Queen of Vrindavan, which is the pleasure grove of Lord Hari, O New Moon, who has arisen from the ocean of King Vrishabhanu, O Friend of Lalita, O you who make Vishakha loyal to you due to your wonderful qualities of friendliness, kindness, faithfulness to Krishna, O you who are filled with compassion, O you whose divine characteristics are described by the great sages, Sanak is Sanatan. O Radha, please be merciful to me. So Srila Prabhupada describes in a lecture, 1969, that Krishna, he is the Param Brahma, the supreme enjoyer. And he has the propensity to enjoy. And as we heard, we also have that same propensity. But he will not enjoy on a mundane platform. Just like in the history, all in India, in all the great literatures, it's described how transcendentalists, great yogis, sannyasis have given up this temporary, material, mundane pleasure to seek this Brahma Bhuta, this Param Brahma, this divine transcendental happiness. So Krishna, having this desire, actually Krishna and Radha are one, just like fire. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Where there's fire, there's smoke. Where there's Krishna, there's Radha. Where there's Radha, there's Krishna. And Radharani is the supreme personality of Godhead, but in the pleasure potency. And Krishna, he says that I am complete, Atmarama, I'm self-satisfied. But what is it that attracts me to this, to Srimati Radharani? She is hundreds of times more attractive than even my own self. So in that mood, Lord Krishna appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the mood of Srimati Radharani in a golden complexion. But this is a great science, great philosophy. Prabhupada describes how Bharat Maharaj, an emperor of the world, had a powerful kingdom, queen, many opportunities for enjoyment in the royal princesses. There's always so many beautiful women and enjoyment opportunities. But he renounced, gave up the worldly kingdom to achieve this pleasure, this higher pleasure, this Parang Brahma. And even Lord Buddha, he was a prince, had so much opportunity for so-called enjoyment. But he gave it up for tapasya, for austerity, to perform this yajna. So they are not looking for the mundane pleasures or the mundane happiness of this material world. In this way, the Lord, he descended 500 years ago or so, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Srimati Radharani appeared 5,000 years ago. Maybe Dinabandhu Prabhu can give more details of her appearance. Sometimes Prabhupada briefly describes that Vrishabhanu was plowing the field and found Srimati Radharani in the field. And he did not have a child, so he took this beautiful little girl with her eyes closed to Kirtidas. He said, "Oh, queen, I have brought you a beautiful baby. Oh, where you have found such a beautiful baby?" "Oh, in the field." And I'm sure there's history and great description. But Srimati Radharani kept her eyes closed. Very, very beautiful. And she did not open her eyes until she was in front of Krishna. So that description is there, that near Barsana, she appeared not from an ordinary womb. It's not she's like an ordinary woman like my mother or my sister or my girlfriend. She's a divine goddess, and she is the supreme God, the supreme personality. Krishna is known as Madan Mohan, and Srimati Radharani is known as Madan Mohan Mohini. She's the attractor of the attractor of Cupid. Everyone's attracted to Krishna or wants to have Krishna throughout this world, throughout the universe. Everyone's looking for Krishna, how to achieve this higher pleasure. And Krishna is looking and always desiring to be in the association of Srimati Radharani. I also read about the 25 qualities of Srimati Radharani. It's a wonderful meditation. So this is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. Again, Rupa Goswami is describing some of the transcendental qualities by which she can control Krishna. Her transcendental qualities. Number one, she is sweetness personified. So everyone is looking for sweets except for all of us who have maybe high blood sugar or something. But the sweets are always very, very desirable. You know, the cakes and gulab jamuns and rasgulla, burfi. So many wonderful sweets are there. So, but she's sweetness personified beyond any sweet. She is a fresh young girl. The beauty, you know, when children are young, they're very attractive, very beautiful, but sometimes they're obnoxious, and unless they were very beautiful, you wouldn't tolerate them. But she's so beautiful. A fresh young girl. Her eyes are always moving. Very enchanting. She's always brightly smiling. When you see someone brightly smiling, it gives one happiness. Great, great joy. So Krishna, he's never morose. He's always happy. So Srimati Radharani is always brightly smiling, full of bliss, and her eyes are moving to see Krishna, thinking of Krishna. 5, she possesses all auspicious marks on her body. There are many descriptions of her hand and how there is the elephant goat, and different chakra and different symbols, all auspicious symbols on both her hands. You can meditate on all auspicious markings, I'm sure, on her feet. There are many descriptions given. 6, she can agitate Krishna by the flavor of her person. You know, we sometimes smell a beautiful aroma, rose garden, the flowers. Oh, so sweet. You know, sometimes some flowers can be so arousing and very sweet smell. So Krishna, just by the flavor of a person, he's completely agitated and enchanted. Seven, she's expert in the art of singing. When someone can sing very nicely, people are very attracted, and she sings beautifully, glorifying Krishna. She can speak very nicely and sweetly. So this is a wonderful attribute, to be able to speak in such a way that's pleasing, very sweet, and it soothes the heart, not the, you know, harsh bickering or yelling, or these things that go on in the material world. But in a spiritual world, Srimati Radharani, she's speaking very sweetly. She's expert in presenting feminine attractions. She's modest and gentle. It's described that she's actually the topmost Mahabhagavat, and she feels that all the other gopis are much more qualified than me. I'm not qualified. You know, and she always is eager to present others to Krishna. It's described that we're all beggars, no matter how unqualified we may be. If we beg to Srimati Radharani when we're chanting the Maha Mantra, Hare is addressing Srimati Radharani. We're calling, O Mother Hara, Mother, most compassionate Mother, please, please give me your blessings, your mercy. And Srimati Radharani is pleased by your call, by your devotion, because she's modest and she's very gentle. She says, my dear Krishna, please, this person is praying so nicely, such a nice devotee. Please accept this prayer and give your blessings. Although she's the topmost, she's the leader of all the gopis and the topmost Mahabhagavat. But all those who are seeking devotional service, those who are on the path of bhakti, those who are trying to achieve the liberation and Krishna's lotus feet, must go through Srimati Radharani and get her blessings. She's always very merciful. Just like Srila Prabhupada is so kind and so merciful, reflecting the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Even though we were very uncivilized, dirty, bad habits, many of us had no understanding a spiritual life, but Srila Prabhupada would not only engage us in devotional service, but even after we slip and fall, he'd pick us up again and come on, continue on this battlefield. Just like in a battlefield, someone is injured or wounded, they come and pick him up and bring him to the safety. So Prabhupada is giving us always the safety of his lotus feet, his mercy, and she is always very merciful. Srimati Radharani is transcendentally cunning. She knows how to dress nicely for Krishna. So we see so many beautiful paintings of how Srimati Radharani is dressed very beautifully. She's always shy. This is a beautiful quality, especially in a woman. Prabhupada describes a story. He was sitting on a veranda speaking with a godbrother, and they were in the doorway. And a cleaning lady was coming, but she would not come. She would not approach because out of shyness, she was staying back and they understood, oh, she needs to go inside and clean. So they moved so that she can go to perform her duty. Not that, hey, get out of the way. You know, I have to go do this cleaning. No, she was very, very shy. And Prabhupada very much appreciated that quality of shyness. So these qualities, the good qualities in particular that are exhibited by devotees, are reflections coming ultimately from Srimati Radharani. She's always respectful. Isn't it? We were discussing yesterday with the Sankirtan Kirtan group. We had a meeting in my office that, you know, Trinadapi Sunichena, Tarodapi Sahishnana, Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. To always give respect to others and be humble, because ultimately we are servants, and by honoring Srimati Radharani, we should also, as she offers respect, we should be respectful. She's always patient. Many times we say why we're not achieving Krishna consciousness. For God's sake, I've been chanting for the last 20 years, 30 years, you know. I should be experiencing some taste in Krishna consciousness. But patience, Rupa Goswami says, that we should perform utsahan nischayat daryat tat tat karma pavartanat. That enthusiasm, determination, with patience. We have to be patient. She's very grave. So we all like to be frivolous and play and joke, but also we have to be very grave in our Krishna consciousness because life is short, and life we have to be very serious to achieve the mercy and blessings of Srimati Radharani. She appeared for that purpose, to give her blessings, and she's showing by her behavior that she's very sober and grave. She's enjoyed by Krishna. She's always situated on the highest devotional platform. So we're hearing that she's patient, respectful, she's shy, and she's on the highest devotional platform. But she doesn't think that. Srimati Radharani is thinking that others are more qualified. Everyone is more qualified. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was saying that I am lower than the worm and stool. I'm lower than Jagai and Madhai. Prabhupada said he meant it. He was not simply making some show of words. Oh yes, I am very, very fallen, Prabhu. And no, actually, it's a genuine feeling of humility. And because they are exhibiting this mood of humility, they are considered on the highest devotional platform. She is the abode of love of the residents of Gokula in Vrindavan, Braj. People, everyone is attracted to Srimati Radharani. Everyone in their dealings with one another, hey Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe. And even on the street, the rickshaw wallahs trying to pass you, Radhe Radhe, you know, coming. I don't want to run you over or anything. And so Srimati Radharani, she's Tapta Kanchana Gaurange, Radhe Vrindavaneshwara, Vrishabhanu Suti Devi, Pranamami Hare Priye. Daughter of Vrishabhanu, she's the queen of Vrindavan, Bageshwari, Brajeshwari. So she's the abode of love of the residents of Gokul. And you can see that in their devotion when they're running to the temples in the morning to see the Mangal Arati, to see the deities, and how they, with loving feeling, offer flowers to Radha Krishna, because they have love. And she has an exchange of love for the residents of Vrindavan and Gokula. She can give shelter to all kinds of devotees. So one should not think that, oh, Rupa Goswami is taking shelter of this young girl. How is it that they're praying to this young girl, Radharani? There must be great, you know, pundits or great scholars. Sanatana Goswami often said that the village people consider me a great scholar, very learned, but I don't even know who I am. So I'm taking shelter of you, O Lord. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally instructed him for 2 months, and also instructed Rupa Goswami. They're all direct disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Rupa Goswami, he offers prayers to Sanatana Goswami, considers him my spiritual master. So we should know that there are many Shiksha Guru, and the great Acharyas are setting the example of how to surrender to Guru and how to surrender in such a way that you're always affectionate to superiors and inferiors. Number 22, she's always affectionate to superiors and inferiors. So it's like, okay, all respect to my Guru, get out of the way, get out of the way, my Guru's coming. You know, it's like, we don't want to be pushing the inferiors because our so-called superior is coming. We should be respectful and very mindful of all Vaishnavas, not considering one high, one low. Oh, you know, what year you joined? Oh, I got you by 2 years. You should offer respect right away. You know, it's not a matter like that. And what Dhruva Maharaj, such a young boy, Prahlad Maharaj, such a young boy, and you would think, well, how is it that even Kapila Muni is instructing his mother. So Prabhupada had a special affection and affinity to Dhruva Maharaj, Prahlad Maharaj. Somehow, he was very much involved in the pastimes. And it's not simply an external calibration or consideration of who's superior, who's inferior. So we should be on the safe side and be very humble and offer affection and respect to superiors and inferiors. She's always obliged by the dealings of her associates. Everybody, you want to be grateful. Somebody offering service, rendering service, so she's very appreciative. She's the greatest amongst Krishna's girlfriends. So Krishna exhibited a little bit, 1,108 queens and so many gopis. And people sometimes like this Krishna philosophy because they think it's an opportunity to enjoy like Krishna. Well, it says we're part of Krishna. Krishna has desires. We have desires. He enjoys with women, so we can enjoy with women. So this is a misunderstanding. Krishna's showing his power, his potency. Okay, he married over 1,000 queens, but he also put a palace for each and every one of them. And he didn't leave them alone in the palace. He personally resided in that palace and supplied all their necessities and comforts. It wasn't that he was limited to some mundane comparison. And number 25, she always keeps Krishna under her control. So this is the potency of Srimati Radharani, that she controls Krishna by her shyness, by her beauty, by her singing, and in so many ways. And we're very fortunate to be reminded here in Vrindavan by the constant chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They're calling out to Krishna, calling out to Srimati Radharani. You see, Srimati Radharani has twice as many names in that Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Hare. So we are very much fortunate and blessed to have the most beautiful Srimati Radharani, Shishi Radha Shyama Sundar, and to be in the most beautiful temple, the Srila Prabhupada, out of love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, fulfilling the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is non-different. Radha Krishna, he's a combination of Radha and Krishna. We see that one picture where he's manifesting himself as Radha Krishna in front of Ramananda Roy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he would discuss philosophy with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, and various philosophers. He would discuss philosophy. He was just simply some sentimentalist. Also, he would discuss pastime and Leela, Ramananda Roy, and other very intimate associates. But for the people in general, he would publicly chant the holy name, chant and dance. And this is what this Krishna consciousness movement was all about. When Srila Prabhupada brought his white elephants from the Western countries to India, that 1971, and you see some videos and pictures of all the devotees with Harinam chatters and garlands and tilak and gopi chandan and waves of ecstasy, all the devotees chanting and dancing and performing this Nam Sankirtan. And this is the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Her divine appearance is today. Srila Prabhupada has blessed us by giving us an opportunity to render some small service. So we should all pray for the blessing and mercy of Srimati Radharani. Shri Radha Shyama Sundar ki jai. Shishi Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shishi Gauranitai ki jai. So now, last is best. We're having pastimes and further glorification in description of Srimati Radhika. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
sang my song, I'll think of another song to sing.
Hare Krishna. So Panchagoda Prabhu sang the song that I wanted to sing.
No.
We'll sing a better song. Because all of the speakers so far have been discussing the fact that it's only by mercy of Lord Chaitanya that we understand anything at all about Radharani and that she's the supreme goddess. This is only all by mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Only by his mercy we're so fallen. It's not possible for such fallen souls to understand such a thing. So it's only by his mercy. So we'll sing a song glorifying Lord Chaitanya. It also glorifies Radha and Krishna. But first of all, I wanted to thank all the devotees who worked hard all night to make such beautiful flower decorations on the altars and in the front of the altars in the temple room, in front of the door of the temple. And especially, we want to thank the ladies who must have spent all night. Every time we think they're never going to make it better than the last time, but somehow or other, every time they come up with a flower outfit, it's better than the last time. So we want to thank all the ladies, Govinda Mataji and all her crew, who spent the whole night making these beautiful... Sundara lala, sachiru lala, nachata sri hari kirtaname. Sundara lala, sachiru lala, nachata sri hari kirtaname. Palle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobe kapolaname. Palle chandana tilaka manohara alaka shobe kapolaname. Bolo sundara lala sachiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo sundara lala, sachiru lala, najata sri hari kirtaname. Chire chuda, darasa nirale, banapulla mala, hiya pardole. Chire chuda, darasani rale, banakula mala, hiya padole. Paihirna pita patambara shobe, nupura runu junu, charananame. Paihirna pita patambara shobe, nupura runu junu, charananame. Bolo, sundara lala. Everyone! Premse! Radha Krishna ekatanue Nidubana maje Bansi bajave Radha Krishna ekatanue nirvana maje banti bhajare visarupa ki prabhu ji sahi avata prakatai nariyame visarupa ki prabhu ji sahi avata prakatai nariyame bolo tunerala satirulala najata sri hari kirtana. Try it, everyone. Bala tundera lala, sajiru lala, najata sri hari kirtana me. Koi gavata hai, Radha Krishna naam, koi gavata hai, hari gunagan, koi gavata hai, Radha Krishna naam, koi gavate hari gunagan. Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangana me. Mridanga tala madura rasala bajata hai koi rangana me. Bolo sunera lala satiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo sunera lala satiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo sunera lala satiru lala najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo najata sri hari kirtaname. Bolo sri Sachinandana Gaura hari bo. Hare Krishna. So today is the eighth day of the bright half of the month of Bhadra, Gorpaksh Astami. Bhadra month ka Gorpaksh Astami. We know just 15 days before, on the Krishna Paksha, Krishnastami day, Krishna appeared, but on this day, Srimati Radharani appeared. And we're sitting in the holy dham of Sri Vrindavan, where Sri Radha made her appearance. Both Radha and Krishna have made their appearance and eternally display their pastimes in this wonderful dham of Sri Vrindavan dham. And in that Vrindavan dham, we're sitting in the beautiful temple that Srila Prabhupada, as his service to Radha and Krishna, established here, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir, out of his great compassion for the fallen souls, he established this beautiful mandir. We're sitting in that beautiful Sri Sri Krishna Balaram Mandir in Ramanreti, where Krishna and the cowherd boys were always sporting in their pastimes. And we're all gathered here from all parts of the world. This is the amazing mercy of Srila Prabhupada. That all over the world, Radhastami is being celebrated. There's not one continent where Radhastami is not being celebrated by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. As Mukunda Datta was saying, you know, Prabhupada is that mercy manifestation. He was describing how from Prabodhananda Saraswati, what is it? Atasandra Kripaika Sindhu. Very thick ocean of mercy. Radharani is an ocean. It's very interesting that Prabodhananda Saraswati uses, he describes these seven oceans. And we've been discussing, as Mukunda Datta Prabhu pointed out very carefully, Prabhupada repeats over and over again that we should not imitate. Just like when we see the ocean, Shastra says, just by taking darshan of the ocean,
our sins are relieved just by taking darshan of ocean. But if you try to drink that ocean water, that salty ocean water, you'll die. So we should take darshan of the Lord's pastimes. We should not try to imitate. But Radharani is an ocean, very thick ocean of mercy. In fact, our Raghunath Das Goswami, he describes, Karunaya vidravad deha. Karunaya vidravad deha. About Radharani, he says, Karuna, we know Karuna means compassion. So Karunayad, from compassion. Vidravad. Vidravad means to melt. And deha, we all know deha, right? There's one verse in Bhagavad Gita. What is that verse? Dehinosminyata dehe komaram jovanam jara tatra dehantara pratir niras tatra namuya. Deha means body. So ordinary beings, their hearts melt with compassion, but Raghunath Das Goswami says, Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. Radharani's whole body melts with compassion. And Prabhupada has kept all those drops of melted compassion of Srimati Radharani in his books, and the devotees are running here and there throughout the world, sprinkling that melted compassion of Srimati Radhika upon all the fallen souls in this dark age of Kali. So we're sitting in that very beautiful temple made by that greatest devotee of Srimati Radharani, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. And this is the holy day of Radhastami. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Sometimes our devotees, especially the foreign devotees, they always ask, why do you do like this? Jai Jai Sri Radhe. But there's actually Shastra Praman for this. Because sometimes on Braj Prikama, we go to some place that there's not even hand pump. Just like in Brindukum, we don't have running water, we have hand pump. We told stories many times about hand pump. But sometimes we go, there's only a well. Now our Western devotees, they don't know the village technology, how to work the well. What's so complicated? You take a bucket, you tie a rope around it, you throw it in the well. What's so complicated? But you don't know village technology. So what do our devotees do? They tie the rope on the bucket, they throw the bucket, the rope is going through their hands, zit, 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 woo! Now bucket, rope, everything gone in the well. We're going to have to give 100 rupees to the ashram to buy a new bucket and well and rope. No. Every ashram is keeping one special rope with so many hooks on it. Because if we want to get something from a deep place, like a well, then we need a hook. They send that rope down, they hook onto that bucket and pull it out of the bottom of the well. So same way, this body is like a deep well, but not filled with water, it is filled with pap. Pap means sin. So we need some hook. Now, this, I have to do it backwards, this Ra Akshar, he's very crooked, like a hook. Or even this R in English, he's also crooked, like a hook. Now, so we need a hook to catch, hook onto all that pop. So this Ra, and when you say Ra, everybody say Ra. Now, according to Sangeet Shastra, this sound goes down. Is it? Ra. You feel it going down. So we send that hook down to hook all of that pop. Ra. Then next letter is aspirated. Coming out. Radhe. He. Now according to Sangeet Shastra, this sound goes up. We want to send that hook down, hook all of that pop, all that sin. Then we want to pull it all out, aspirate it, and hey, up, 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 up and out, hey. Then sham. When we say sham, then this mouth becomes bund, closed. You pull it all out, now don't let it come back. Jai, Jai, Sri, Radhe, out, 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 out. Sham. Now don't let it come back. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyanangyana Sadakaya Chaksurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Adadanas Chanandan Dairidam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padam Bujo Dulisyam Janma Janmani Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarin Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Bancha Kalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhye Bacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaham Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohina Para. This is a very beautiful verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita that describes the position of Radharani. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta Radhika Paradevata Sarva Lakshmi Mayi Sarva Kanti Sanmohini Para. That first of all, she's Devi. She's resplendent. Or Devi can mean she's the energy of Lord Krishna. Krishna Mayi, Krishna Mayi means wherever she looks, she sees Krishna. Or Krishna Mayi can mean that she is non-different from Krishna. As all the other speakers have so gloriously described to you how Radha and Krishna are non-different. Devi Krishna Mayi Prokta. Radhika, as Prabhupada explained, Anya Radhito Anu Nam Bhagavan Ishvaro Hari. She worships Krishna better than anyone, so therefore she's known as Radhika. Radhika Paradevata. And she is this, because she's the supreme energy of Lord Krishna, as we've been describing, all the speakers have been describing. Therefore, she's greater than all the devas. Paradevata, she's the greatest. Sarva Lakshmi Mayi can mean that she's the greatest of all the goddesses of fortune. As Prabhupada explained how, actually, all the goddesses of fortune expansions of Radharani. Just like there's a verse, interesting verse, in the 10th canto, 5th chapter, and I can't remember the verse number, but the purport, the verse describes how, with the appearance of Lord Krishna, the kingdom of Nanda Maharaj appeared like the playground of the goddess of fortune. And Prabhupada explains in that purport that the greatest of all the goddesses of fortune is Srimati Radharani. So wherever Krishna is, then the goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani, will come very soon. In other words, Jamashtami is not the real festival. That's just a sign that, Krishna says Krishna's appearance, Prabhupada says Krishna's appearance means that very soon the supreme goddess of fortune, Srimati Radharani, will make her appearance. So the real festival is Radhashtami. Jamashtami just signed that Radhashtami is on the way, another 15 days. That's what Prabhupada is saying there in this purport. So Sarva Lakshmi, she's essence of all the goddesses of fortune, or she represents all the opulences of Krishna. All the six opulences of Bhagavan are within her, because as Prabhuji described, she's everything. Sarva Lakshmi, Sarva Kanti, she's the best of all of the consorts of Lord Krishna. Sanmohini. And she completely captivates. Bhajagoda Prabhu so nicely described all the wonderful qualities by which she captivates Lord Krishna. Para, therefore she's supreme. One or other verses there, this is by Raghunath Das Goswami in his Mukta Charitra. And I'm convinced that he was seeing in the future that one great devotee will come and preach Krishna consciousness all over the world and establish this Krishna Balaram temple and establish this beautiful Radhasham Sundar deities with the most beautiful Radharani in the whole universe. And seeing into the future, He saw Radharani standing there, and he wrote this verse because this verse describes directly our Radharani here in Krishna Balaram Mandir. Gorim raktavararamyam sunetra susmitananam shamam subhistam sadikam radikam asrayet sada. Gorim, she's beautiful golden complexion. Gorim raktavararamyam, and she's dressed in lovely red garments. Gorim raktavaramyam nam sunetra, not just netra, but sunetra. You see, I have seen so many Radharanis all over the world, but our Radharani, her eyes are not just netra, sunetra. So beautiful eyes. Huh? Sunetra, smitananam. Smita means that smile where just about tooth is going to appear. But here it doesn't say smita, it says susmitananam. Such a sweet smile on our Radharani. No other, I've just come from all over the world. I was in Balaram's, for Balaram's appearance day in Alachua, Nuram and Reti, where they also have Radha Shamsundar and Krishna Balaram. And then I was in New Brajadam, where they also have Radha Shamsundar. But our Radharani is supreme. Sunetra susmitananam. Shamam, she is very, very simple. We were describing the qualities, Panchagoda Prabhu. Huh? Shamam, she's very simple, but swabhistam sadikam. Just like we're performing sadhana. Swabhistam. Swabhistam means our desire, sadikam. She's very simple, but she always gets her desire fulfilled somehow or another. Shamam swabhistam sadikam radikam asrayet sada. I eternally take shelter of that, Srimati Radhikam. So now to understand the appearance of Srimati Radharani, we'll speak something. All the other speakers, they're much more advanced than me. They actually understand. I'm just like a little parrot. I can repeat things that I heard. I don't understand anything. Just like parrot, you can teach the parrot to chant Hare Krishna. But as soon as cat will come, quack, 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 he won't chant Hare Krishna. So I'm like that. But anyway, I'll repeat some of the things that I've heard from various Puranas and various scriptures and various Vaishnavas. So to understand the appearance of Radharani, we have to go many thousands of years before. There was one very beautiful prince named Sucharu. And there was a very, very beautiful princess named Kalavati. And their parents, seeing that their qualities were very well matched, they got them married together in a very, very beautiful wedding ceremony. But most surprising, after their wedding, they went to the forest and performed very severe austerities, simply sleeping on dry grass and eating berries that only monkeys eat. Now, this is very astonishing. Because ordinarily we're thinking, now we're getting married. Oh, no more sleeping on a mat in ashram. Now we get nice, soft bed. No more temple prasad. Now we'll get puri and sandesh and sweet rice and halava, paneer sabji every day. But they were sleeping on dry grass and eating only berries that monkeys eat. Try to understand prince and princess. Very difficult austerities they were performing for many thousands of years. Finally, Lord Brahma, the engineer of this universe, he descended on his swan airplane. And he asked them, what did they desire? And they said, we want to get the consort of Lord Vishnu, Lakshmiji, as our daughter in order to render service to her. And Brahma was so surprised. Wow. Because usually, when it comes time to ask for the desire, then there's a whole big long list. I want this and this and this and this and this and this. And I want this and this, 90 days credit for this and this and this and this. And I'll do another yoga. Give me a job and a car and a house by the sea. Swami Jai Jagadish Hari. But they were asking for service, so Brahma was very satisfied. He said, not just Lakshmiji, I will give you the Mahamaha Lakshmi, the consort of Vrindananda and Shyam Sundar, Srimati Radhika, she will become your daughter. So, next lifetime, there's some transcendental technology, because Vrishabhanu and Kirti are eternally the mother and father of Radharani. But by some transcendental technology that we won't understand till we get to Golok, they merged, Kalavati and Sucharu merged with that those forms of Brisabhanu and Kirtita. And again, they were married together. And we shouldn't think it's by Brahma's blessing that Radharani appeared. Brahma's blessing was like, I give you blessing that the sun will rise on your head tomorrow morning. That was Brahma's blessing. So, they were always desiring a daughter. But first of all, they had one son named Sridham. Sridham is older brother of Srimati Radhika. But somehow they were always desiring son. And he was good friend with Nandamara. Nandamaraj had his kingdom in Gokul. So just nearby, next door to Gokul, there's a very beautiful place called Rawal. So in that place, Brisabhanu, because he was good friend of Nanda Maharaj, he made his kingdom in that place. Just on the bank of Jamuna. I have seen, just a few years ago when there was flood, Jamuna was flowing in 2010 when the flood was there. Jamuna was flowing directly all the way up to the bottom step of the steps up to the temple. We saw Jamuna flowing there. Now it's a little far away, but that time was just nearby. So somehow they were always desiring a daughter. But no daughter came. After many, many years, no daughter came. So one day, it just happened to be the bright half of the month of Bhadra, happened to be the eighth day of the bright half of month of Bhadra. Just like today. Bhadra Gorpaksh Ashtami. And Brisabhanu, like all of you, every day before Mangalarti, we go to take our bath. Well, he went to take his bath in Jamuna. As he came close to the Jamuna, he saw something was shining within the waters of Jamuna. As he got closer, he saw there was a beautiful golden lotus flower sparkling in Jamuna's waters. As he came even closer, he saw within that beautiful golden lotus flower, there was a beautiful golden baby girl. But Bhadra means it's the second month of rainy season. The current was very heavy. He entered the waters, but he could not reach to that lotus flower. Then suddenly Lord Brahma, he descended on his swan airplane. And he reminded Brisabhanu of his previous benediction. And he lifted that beautiful baby girl from the lotus flower and put her in the arms of Brisabhanu. Brisabhanu saw she's so soft, so sweet, so beautiful. He ran to the palace. Oh, Devi, 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 we got our daughter, we got our daughter. Kirtita came running. She put out her arms and she took that child from the arms of Brisabhanu and just held it close to her breast. Oh, she's so soft like butter. So beautiful, golden color, so pinkish hands and feet and so auspicious lines in her hand. Exquisitely beautiful, except for one thing. Her eyes were sealed shut. But both mother and father thought, anyway, she's so beautiful, it doesn't matter that she's blind. Blind daughter better than no daughter. They thought, anyway, it doesn't matter that she's blind. Now, to understand this blindness, we're going to have to go all the way up to the Golok Dham. One day in the Golok Dham, if we can talk about days in eternal time, Krishna Chandra, he told Srimati Radharani, that, hey Radhe, just see on the earth, Dwapar Yuga is coming to an end. We will go and display our pastimes there on the earth. And Radharani said, I don't want to go to that deep, dark, nasty material world. Where no one is singing your glories, no one is singing your name, no one is doing your service, everyone's only engaged in sense gratification. I don't want to go to that nasty place. There's no Vrindavan, there's no Jamuna, there's no Govardhan. Wahamidaman Nelakti, I will not feel happy in such a place. And Krishna Chandra said, hey Radhe, just see. Vrindavan has already gone there, Jamuna has already gone there. And Govardhan has already gone there. And Radharani looked, and shining on the face of the earth, she saw this beautiful Brajadham. And running through that Brajadham, like a very beautiful ribbon of blue color, was this beautiful Jamuna flowing through Vrindavan Dham. And standing very high and tall, there was this beautiful Giriraj mountain. So Radharani agreed, all right, I'll go, but I don't want to see anyone or anything until I can see your Mukha Chandra, moon-like face. Therefore, Radharani's eyes were sealed shut. Meanwhile, Narad Muni, he had the latest tablet computer with his astrology program loaded up. And he calculated that this is the time, and somewhere near here, that Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna has appeared. As Mukunda Datta so nicely explained, Radharani is that Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna. Krishna's very being is called Swarup Shakti. His very being is Swarup Shakti. But divided in three different divisions. One is Sandini Shakti, by which existence is there. Another Sambit, just like we know the word Bidya. This comes from the same root. Bidya, Sambit, by which knowledge, cognizance. And Haladini Shakti, by which bliss is experienced. By Krishna experiences bliss and he causes the living entities to experience bliss. So Radharani is none other than that own Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna. So Narad Muni, he calculated, somewhere here, Srimati Radharani, the Ladini Shakti of Lord Krishna has appeared. So he began wandering hither and thither. He came to the palace of Brisabhanu Maharaj. He knocked on the door. The doorman came. He saw it as Narad Muni. He ran to Brisabhanu that Narad Muni is here. Brisabhanu, the king himself, personally came to the door to receive Narad Muni. Oh, Munivar, Pararye, please come. He took him, he sat him on his own throne. Birajye, please sit. He sat him on his own throne. He washed his feet. He sprinkled the water on his head and everyone's head. Then Brishabhanu, the king, he sat at the foot of his own throne. He said, Munibar, oh Muniraj, any seva for me? And Narad Muni said, yes, do you have any issue? Do you have any child? And Brishabhanu said, yes, I have one son. Narad Muni said, one son? Yes, Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Ha, Maharaj, I have one son. One son? Yes, Maharaj, I have one son. All right, you bring that son. So Brishabhanu brought Sridham. Narad Muni gave all his blessings on Sridham and said, you take care of this boy very carefully. He's not an ordinary child. He's very dear to the personality of Godhead Krishna. He gave all his blessings. Then Narad Muni got up to leave. But Brishabhanu can see there's some unhappiness in Narad Muni's face. Prabhupada said, face is index of the mind. So as Narad Muni got to the door, Brishabhanu says, Tero, 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 Maharaj. Wait, 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 Maharaj. What is that? Tune jhoot bola? You told a lie? Are Maharaj, I have one daughter, but she's blind, therefore I was feeling shame to show her to you. Oh, you have one daughter. Immediately, Narad Muni, he went back, sat down on the throne. No, no, you bring that one. That's the one I went to see. So then they brought Srimati Radhika before Narad Muni. Narad Muni, he knows who this is. He's just swimming in the ocean of transcendental bliss. And Narad Muni, he says, I know how to cure this blindness. It's not difficult. You have to make a feast, and you have to make this, and this, and this, and this, and this. He made a big, long list. Very complicated preparations, for which you will not find the ingredients in the house very easily. You'll have to go to the field, you'll have to go to the market, you'll have to go to the bazaar to collect all these things. He said, you make this feast and you invite Nanda and Yasoda here and feed them and this blindness will be cured. Everyone looked at this big long list because Narad Muni is a very clever fellow. We'll see. They understood these things are not in the house. We'll have to go to the field. We'll have to go to the market. We'll have to go to the bazaar. Everyone ran hither and thither and hither and thither and thither and hither. So what happened? Narad Muni's alone. Very clever fellow. He's all alone with Radharani. Then he began to offer so many beautiful prayers to Srimati Radhika. And she smiled. Said, what is it that you desire? And Narad Muni said, "Oh Supreme Goddess, my only desire is to see your Kishori Roop. This form of 13, 14 year old Kishori Roop." Radharani said, "Tatastu." And before Narad Muni's very eyes, she manifested this beautiful Kishori Roop. Not only that, Astasakis also appeared in their Kishori Roops. Narad Muni got darshan of Radharani and Astasakis. Now, not only swimming, now he was drowning in the ocean of transcendental bliss. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And he offered his obeisances, and he went on his way. Radhika Raman, 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 Radhika Raman. Meanwhile, the cooking began, and they sent the messenger to Gokul for Nanda and Yasoda to come. So Nanda and Yasoda came. Krishna was born on the dark half of the month of Bhadra, on the 8th Ashtami day. So that means 1 year, 15 days before. So he's a little big by now. He's under Mother Yasoda's arm. So they all came there, and Mother Yasoda put Krishna down on the floor, and she and Brisabhanu, they took darshan of beautiful Srimati Radharani. So exquisitely beautiful, so beautiful, golden color, just like a champa flower or kadamba flower. So beautiful. Everything was so beautiful. She's blind, but it doesn't matter. She's so exquisitely, so beautiful. Tiny, tiny fingers, pinkish. So beautiful lines. It doesn't matter. So meanwhile, then Yasoda and Kirtida, they sat down to do their gossipings. And Nanda and Brisabhanu, they sat down to do their talkings. So meanwhile, Krishna was on the floor. He is crawling around. He saw this beautiful basket with this black blanket, Kali Kamri, we call it, coming out the ends of that basket. So he crawled over to that basket. He grabbed onto the edge of that basket. He lifted himself up and he peeked inside to see what is there. Now you've all seen how Mother Yasoda, she paints these beautiful Chandan and Naguru and Kesar and Kapoor, all these beautiful paintings on Krishna's face. That divine fragrance entered into the beautiful sesame flower-like nose of Srimati Radhika. Our Goswamis always describe Radharani and Krishna's nose just like a sesame flower. One time on Braj Prikrama, we passed the sesame field and I picked one flower and I looked at it. Didn't it all look like a nose? I said, maybe because it's so beautiful, light color, I don't know. Next year we went through the same field and I looked at the flower just hanging there on the bush. If you look at it from this side like that, one petal comes down and goes, beep, like that. And there's two other petals on the side, bloop, like this. If you look at it like this, it looks just like a beautiful nose. So in that divine sesame flower-like nose of Srimati Radhika, this divine fragrance entered. Now she understands Krishna Chandra's Mukha Chandra moon-like face is just in front of her face. You try to understand this. Because Prabodhananda Saraswati, he writes that just by Kataksh means little side-lug glance. Radharani is in front of all of her superiors, so she can't look directly at Krishna. She can only bing, little katak sidelong glance. Just like that, I can't remember if it's Kalidas or Nanda, somebody, he writes beautiful poem that everyone in Gokul is seeing Krishna walking along the path and they're seeing him with their two eyes. They're seeing him with both eyes. But myself, I have to keep one eye on my elders. The other half of the remaining eye I have to keep on my nindakarniwalis, those people who will criticize me. So only with one half of one eye, one quarter, I get to take a little bing, peek at Sri Krishna. And although I'm only doing 25% aparad, I'm getting five times danda. Cupid is shooting his five arrows, form, smell, touch, all these five arrows into my heart. I'm getting five times punishment. So Radharani, she can only give a little ping, sidelong glance. But Prabodhananda Saraswati writes that Krishna's flute, from that sidelong glance, his flute falls from his hand, his mukut falls off his head, and he doesn't even notice. Just from Katak's sidelong glance, now you try to understand Radha and Krishna are amne samne, face to face. And Radharani opened her beautiful lotus petal eyes and looked with so much love into the beautiful lotus petal eyes of Sri Krishna. So much love was going between those eyes. So much love was going between those eyes. So much love was going between those eyes. It's so thick. Atisandra, so thick. You can almost put your finger in and taste it. Then both the children began to laugh. So when the children began laughing, the parents' minds were distracted, and they looked and they saw Radharani's beautiful lotus petal eyes were wide open, staring with so much love into the eyes of Krishna Chandra. And they were so amazed how this Narad Muni is so clever. He cured the blindness of Srimati Radhika. And this just happened to happen because they came for lunch, right? So that means noontime. So how long do we have to fast on Radhastami? To the noontime, huh? Radharani's very soft, very compassionate. This Krishna Chandra, he's very hard fellow. We have to go all the way to the midnight. But Radharani, she's very soft, only to the half day. So this is the appearance of Srimati Radharani in the first meeting of Radha and Krishna. In this beautiful place called Rava. So we have some extra time. There's another pastime I don't get often to, only when we're doing Govardhan Prakrama do I tell this pastime. But I thought I'd share it with you. Because on way off the Prakrama path, there's a place called Gantoli Gram. You may have read about Gantoli Gram in Madhya Leela when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing Prakrama of Govardhan Hill. Because we know that the temple of Gopal was on top of the hill, but Mahaprabhu, he refused, recognizing the non-difference of Govardhan with Krishna, he refused to walk on the hill. How to get darshan of Gopal? So, he created some pastime where someone came to the Pujari, said, some Turkish soldiers are come, take your deity and flee from this place. So they grabbed Gopal and they ran to a village nearby called Gantoli Gram. When Mahaprabhu got the news that Gopal is living in a Brahmin's house in Gantoli Gram, he immediately went there to that house. And to his full satisfaction, he got darshan of Gopal in that Gantoli Gram. So why is it called Gantoli Gram? This is 500 years ago, Leela. 5,000 years ago, there's a beautiful place just nearby Gantoli Gram called Gulalkund. Now most of you know gulal. This is a favorite thing of our foreign devotees. You come in holy time and they throw this pink powder all over you. This is called gulal. So in the springtime, Radha and Krishna were on the side of Govardhan Hill and they were playing, Radha and Krishna, all the sakis were playing holy and they were throwing gulal and gulal and gulal and gulal and they threw so much gulal that everything became pink and 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 pink. All the trees became pink. The birds became pink. You can't tell what is kokila, what is crow until they open their mouth. When one will go, yeah, ram, ram. Then you know it's a crow. When the other will go, then you know it's kokila. Otherwise, all birds were pink and pink. Bee was pink and pink. Even that kund became pink and pink. So that kund became known as gulal kund. So they were playing holy and holy and holy and holy till they became tired. Then some stones manifested just like asans. And Radha and Krishna sat down and all the sakis and manjaris sat down in front of them very peacefully. Except there was two little sakis. The one whispered in the ear of the other. Pss, 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 pss. And they took off their ankle bells so they wouldn't make any noise. And they snuck out of the assembly of sakis. And they went through the forest being very, very quiet. But that second sucky, she can't control herself.
And finally they snuck up right behind where Radha Krishna were sitting. And they took the end of Krishna Chandra's chadar and the end of Radharani's veil and they tied it in a knot. Knot means gant. Therefore this place became known as Gantoligram, where they made the knot. Then very quietly they snuck around and they sat down just like good little sakis and manjaris. Meanwhile, Radha and Krishna were laughing and joking. And finally, when they got up, then they went each went different directions. And they suddenly found they were pulled back together again because they were tied together. As soon as all the sakis saw that they were tied together, immediately they began to sing wedding songs. And Radharani pulled her veil in shyness. So this place became known as Gantoligram. It's way off the to the other side of Govardhan Hill when you're doing Prikrama. If you've ever noticed, there's one place, anybody who's done Prikrama with me, there's one place we always stop and rest called Satyanarayan Temple. They have some Govardhan Shilas in the form of Satyanarayan. So just behind that temple there is, way across the fields is Gantoligram. A couple of kilometers away, Gantoligram. Thank you.